its current state on 90.5 WKAR. Thanks for joining us. Some elementary students in Okemos are wrapping up their school year with a crash course in political lobbying. Four students at the Okemos Public Montessori at Central Elementary have written to State Representative Sam Singh asking him to sponsor a bill designating the Northern Spring Peeper as Michigan's state amphibian. The kids do have some competition, though, and here to explain is current state's Kevin Lavery. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Mark. There are actually three bills circulating right now in the Michigan House, each for a different species of frog. The Northern Spring Peeper is the choice here in mid-Michigan. However, as it turns out, last year, State Representative Pat Somerville introduced a bill that supports the eastern gray tree frog, and State Rep Matt Laurie is backing the Blanchard's cricket frog. So I paid a visit to Central Elementary to find out how the Okemos students got involved, and I found fourth grade teacher Christine Batora. She goes by Mrs. Christine, and she was giving a lesson on our state symbols when the kids were chagrined to learn that Michigan lacks a state amphibian.
I told them that no one had proposed that yet and blew it off, and they quickly wanted to follow up on that, so they contacted their parents, and their parents asked them to come back to me and talk to our state representative, Representative Singh, and I brought it back to the students and said, well, I'm not going to do much about this other than give it back to you, and they said, we're on it. And so three of our awesome fourth grade students decided to write a position letter, actually a persuasive position letter, to Representative Singh giving us facts of the spring peeper because they had decided as a class that that was the best choice. They wrote the letter and we sent it to Representative Singh's aide, who then quickly told us that the same week Representative Laurie had proposed a bill for another state amphibian, which even drove our passion for the spring peeper even further because we were shocked to hear that another school had the same idea. And these girls have made it their mission and thus our school's mission and Okemos's mission to dedicate the spring peeper as our focus for the state amphibian.
Mrs. Christine gave a great overview. Now it was time to consult the real experts, the team of young ladies who leaped into action. Morgan Jameson, Lauren Hutnick, Audrey Hertrude Walton, and Mia Chen, each one a true champion of the underfrog.
Why the Northern Spring Peeper?
This is Lauren. Well, it's been a really harsh winter, so we wanted to have a welcome to spring.
But why that particular frog?
Because it's called the Spring Peeper.
Of course. Why didn't I think of that?
And it welcomes spring with its sounds.
Now, you've got some competition. There's a couple other frogs out there. Someone else is asking for the eastern gray tree frog, and somebody else is asking for the Blanchard's cricket frog. So what makes the Northern Spring Peeper the best one?
This is Mia. The Northern Spring Peeper is the most common of Michigan's singing frogs. The Blanchard's cricket frog might become extinct. It's threatened, and the spring peeper is very common, so if kids could find the spring peeper in their backyard, they'd be more educated and more excited about their state amphibian than if they couldn't find one anywhere.
Very good. How did you guys first start researching this and learning about this and taking up the cause of the frog?
This is Audrey. Well, Miss Christine showed us a website of all of Michigan's like amphibians and animals, and so we all decided as a class that would be like the most like easy to persuade, and we'd all think that this is because it is the best for Michigan.
So here's the letter that you wrote to State Representative Sam Singh.
Dear Representative Singh, we request that the Northern Spring Peeper be identified as Michigan state amphibian.
When you think of this freezing, cold, polar vortex in Michigan, wouldn't you like a cheery welcome to spring? Yes, of course you would. If we made the Northern Spring Peeper the state amphibian, we would have a beautiful sleigh song to welcome spring. Since spring peepers survive the winter by freezing when spring begins, they joyfully greet the new season and opportunity to come alive again with their happy song. Female spring peepers lay 750 to 1,200 eggs, which means more peeps and peepers for all of us. They are helpful to our environment by eating spiders, mites, ticks, pill bugs, caterpillars, and ants, and most importantly, mosquitoes.
Michiganders enjoy knowing that our state symbols are in our backyard. The Michigan Department of Natural Resources website states, "The spring peepers are to the amphibian world what robins are to the bird world. The spring peeper is the most abundant of Michigan's singing frogs and is common statewide. Because the spring peeper is very common in Michigan, kids can identify them in their backyards near ponds and swamps. Our fellow classmates have all heard and seen these unique creatures. Spring peepers are easily identifiable by the brown X pattern on their back."
Making the spring peeper our state amphibian will bring attention to conserving our Michigan environment. With the spring peeper as our state amphibian, Michiganders will work harder to keep our water clean since polluted waters will harm them. The Michigan Department of Natural Resources website states that, "It is our responsibility to make sure that we will always be able to open a window on a warm spring night and fall asleep to the tinkle of the spring peeper. We pledge to help keep our water clean and protect these incredible amphibians."
Girls, that's one of the best letters I've ever heard in my life. How long did it take to write that?
About 45 minutes.
45 minutes to get those thoughts together?
Yeah.
Did you guys ever think that in the fourth grade you would learn how to be a lobbyist?
No, not really.
But we do know what it means now that we're actually lobbyists ourselves.
Well, you have to meet a lot of people, and you have to persuade them to vote for the spring peeper.
You have to be really good at persuading people to think that your thing that you're campaigning for is better than all the others.
So I take it then you guys have learned here in the fourth grade how to write a persuasive letter. So you've put your skills to the test already then.
Yeah, Miss Christine has taught us almost everything about writing, and so, yeah, she is my favorite teacher.
It's a good thing this is radio, because Miss Christine is in the background blushing right now. So it sounds like, Miss Christine, that your students are getting an environmental activism lesson, persuasive letter writing, civics 101. This has been quite a course for them.
It has, and I'm just really fortunate to have students who love to learn and who are excited with any endeavor that they're presented. And they're just really excited about learning in general. They just really are. And any opportunity to share about something they're excited about learning about, they run to books, they run to people, they run to each other. And it's really exciting for me as a teacher to have the opportunity to have students who just love to learn. And they really are teaching me what learning truly is.
Mrs. Christine's class learned something else, too. That being the voice of the northern spring peeper is not the same as sounding like it.
Well, it's the sound of sleigh bells, so I don't know how to do that.
But Lauren gave it a try anyway. Pretty close. Here's the real thing. Now the students are putting up posters and a Facebook site to spur on the vote for the northern spring peeper, and they want other schools across the state to join them, including Michigan State University.
It would be great if MSU could continue to support us. We have a lot of professors at MSU backing us or supporting us for the Northern Spring Peeper for State Amphibian. And so we really hope MSU will also get on board celebrating this great drive for learning and for environmental teaching. So we're hoping Michigan will continue to support us.
Well, if MSU can have Kermit the Frog as a grand marshal in a parade, maybe the Northern Spring Peeper is the next step, right?
Exactly.
So now three bills have been filed in the Michigan House, one for each aspiring state amphibian. The House may take up the bills as early as this fall. Whoever wins, be it the northern spring peeper, the eastern gray tree frog, or Blanchard's cricket frog, Michigan's next singing frog, will have some huge web shoes to fill. For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.
It's not easy being green, having to spend each day the color of the leaves. When I think it could be nicer being red or yellow or gold or something much more colorful like that.